American mustache.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
From sunny California to the world, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, remember, the show is free. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Happy Wednesday to one and all. Hello, Kareem.
Hello.
Hello, Jason.
What's going down?
AKA Ron Jeremy.
Right. And, of course, we'll discuss the mustache in a moment. And, of course, hello, as always, Diana.
12월 10일 평안북도 철산군 서해위성 발사장에서 운반 로켓 은하 3을 통한 광명성 3호 2호기 위성의 발사가 성공했습니다.
She's always very animated. That's why I love having her on the show.
And yeah, surprised she didn't hit the mic there.
Right? It's terrible. Sam has to work evening, so he is not here.
Oh.
He reminded me of that yesterday, because he is nothing if not prepared. I mean, not prepared.
No, he's not better than me calling you the day of.
An hour before.
Yeah.
Like, hey, yeah, what's going on? What's going on? All right, coming up on the show today, we have a new anti-Trump ad featuring the words of Trump.
Yes.
Why is Amy Poehler wasting all that water? And what happens if you won't do housework on International Women's Day? We'll explore all of that. It did not end well for one gentleman.
Oh, obviously.
At all. On International Women's Day. Or as Sam referred to it last week, Women's Improvement Day.
Women's Improvement Day.
Oh, but first, let's start with this. Kareem, how was your week? I know you have a new mode of transport.
It was good. I got me a new car. A new slightly used car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy.
Nice.
The car buying experience, man, it was interesting, to say the least.
It always is.
Yeah. My sales guy was actually... two of the four, I went to four different places.
Mm-hmm.
So two sales guys were great. One guy was okay. I can't really say anything mad about the chick that helped me, except for she didn't really help me.
And you called her a chick, but go on.
So like we walked around, like we went to CarMax and we kind of walked around the lot and pretty much looked at stuff that I wanted to look at. And then she came out like towards the end and just kind of wrote down what I wanted to look at.
That's just making a list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, someone has to go fetch the keys, I guess.
Yeah.
Would you like to see anything? Maybe. I hope not.
Yeah. So the guy at the Nissan dealership was really cool. They have some nice new cars.
Mm-hmm.
Updated models of those. So like they were over my price point, but they were really nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I went to Meta Honda. My sales guy there was really cool. No pressure. I told him, I was like, I'll be back on Friday because I'm waiting for some funds to come through. And he was like, okay. He didn't pressure me. I came back, saw him. He took me out immediately on the ride because he had to take me to the other dealership to actually get the car they ended up buying.
Mm-hmm.
So he was great. His support staff wasn't so great.
Yeah, it never is. Poor guy.
Yeah.
You always got to have somebody to blame, though. I'm working for you. I'm working for you. My manager is squeezing me, though.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
It's
like, you know, they thought I was running a scam because I hadn't brought anything on credit from so long. They were like, oh, well, how does he have this much money to put down if he doesn't have credit?
Well, he's black. Clearly, he's a drug dealer.
Yeah, it's like, well, if I don't, like, it's one thing if you ruin my credit and I got a bunch of shit up there that's delinquent.
Yeah, you got bad credit.
Yeah.
You just have no credit.
I just have no credit. But, you know, I'm like, if you had saw a bunch of delinquent accounts, then you should be worried.
Yeah.
But if you don't see anything, that means clearly I paid something off.
Right.
You know.
Or you've just changed your identity.
Yeah, that could be it.
Or you're a drug dealer.
Or I'm a drug dealer, yeah.
Any of those are possible.
Yeah.
But the smart drug dealers always have some credit going down, so they have somewhere to kind of wash it. You know what I mean? Because the credit...
No, what do you mean, Jason?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean? How do you come across this knowledge?
Watching movies.
Oh, okay, I see.
But yeah, I'm like, I don't even know what the hell. I'm like, who runs a scam and gives you money?
You know what? The government does, but it's your money after you file your taxes.
Yeah, right. Sure.
That's kind of what they do.
Yeah, but
reminds me, I need to do my taxes.
I'm like, nobody runs a scam and gives you cash. It just doesn't happen.
The Nigerian princes do. They offer to give you cash once you give them cash to release their vast amounts of cash.
Yes.
You administrative fees.
He must have thought I was a Nigerian prince. That's what it was.
I think his grandmother wanted to talk to you.
He just watched Coming to America, and he goes, this guy could be a Nigerian prince.
Yeah. But they were a phone call away from me walking away.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be willing to walk away when you're doing a car deal.
Yeah. And the guy, my sales guy told the guy, he was like, look, we're not going to ruin this guy's day if we don't sell him the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this guy does not care one way or the other. So, like, you need to hurry up and get this done. Because I was like, I mean, you know, it would be nice to have a new car.
Mm-hmm.
But if I didn't get that particular car, I just would have went and paid cash for something and just called it a day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's always the best when you can walk away. And they weren't, I don't think they were under a huge amount of, like, oomph, because you went shopping for a car the first part of the month.
Yeah.
End of the month, then the pressure would have been on a little bit more.
Yeah.
For them to hit quotas and that sort of deal. Although more so with new car dealers than used.
Yeah.
So, Jason, how was your time away from us?
I worked on Saturday.
Yay.
So, yeah. So that was tremendously awesome. And blessing, you know, it's a blessing to have a job.
Are you growing that mustache in protest?
I'm growing this mustache because too many people have beards right now. Like, it's like I had a goatee for years, and then all of a sudden everybody had a goatee. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to grow a beard. I'm just going to have a beard.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, all of a sudden everybody has a beard.
It's true.
And now I'm like, well, fuck that. You know, let me bring back a mustache so everybody can look like assholes in, like, 10 years maybe, and I can have a goatee again or a beard.
Have you thought about simply going with a soul patch?
Oh, no. I look like an Italian mafia guy. Like, we should take a picture of my driver's license and put it on the website. We can just do the picture of it. But you want to see me with the soul patch?
I have to take a look at this. Oh, son of a bitch. You do have a soul patch.
And do I not look like a greasy mafia, like, fucker? Like, I look greasy.
Let me take a photo of your driver's license photo. I'll make sure that I don't get anything but your face.
Ron Jeremy.
let me see if I can focus on this and crop it. I don't want to crop it because that info stays in the photo. I want to not have it in the photo to begin with. It is too close to do that. Let me try it this way.
There you go.
Yeah, it's not focused. Oh, hold on. There we go. There we go.
Oh my God! Just all of our listeners out there, you gotta go to the website.
No, I'm not gonna get it yet. But pass that over to Kareem. We'll take a look. We'll do it later. by the time the show's up, we'll take a look at it. So hold on. I have to answer a text right now as Leslie is off getting a sleep study and she has a question for me that's super important.
Okay.
Have you ever seen me stop breathing? Not to my knowledge.
It's like,
I'm normally asleep first.
Yeah.
And when she's asleep first, all I hear is snoring.
Is she going to be, will she be upset that you don't know?
No, I just said not to my knowledge, which means I haven't noticed it. When I had mine, she noticed that I had stopped breathing several times during the night. So, so you had to work on Saturday.
I had to work on Saturday. So Sunday, what did we do on Sunday?
He sprang forward.
Yeah, we sprang. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's right. And then I had a show with the Comedy Spot for ACL that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, then I've been working. I've been working since then. Yeah.
Just a working man.
Working.
Working man. I made the trek up to Reading as Leslie landed here at 11:30 Friday night. We got up Saturday. We drove up to Reading because they were having a big surprise birthday bash for her grandmother's 90th birthday.
Wow.
Party over here.
At Wind River Casino, which is up in Reading.
Yes.
And, I have been there.
And she was totally surprised. And ironically, not necessarily a bad idea to surprise a 90-year-old. I thought, is this really the best idea?
Yeah.
To yell happy birthday at a 90-year-old as they walk in.
Like turning on the lights, like popping balloons, possibly.
Now, the ruse was one of her daughters, one of Leslie's aunts, had retired on Friday after she had worked as a school bus driver. So she was retiring. And the ruse was this was her retirement party. And she was just bringing her mother along to the retirement party. Yeah. So she at least expected that there was going to be a party. There was a reason for it. It wasn't just, oh, let's walk into this empty room with the lights off and everybody jumps out and yells.
Well, it's okay.
So that was good. It was a really good time. Fun little family get together.
I like that idea of being able to plan somebody else's. Like, that's a great way to hide it from the person.
Yeah, there's a party that we have to go to, and it's about me, not about you. Yeah. It's about me, and her grandmother's birthday was Monday, same day as my dad. She didn't have a specific, like, it's my birthday. They're going to be doing something. It was just the... I'm going to get that stupid.
Yeah, well, when you turn 90, like, what's a day?
Well, I don't know. It's an increasing part of the rest of your life. That's what it is. It's exactly what it is. So we did that. I gambled away a little bit of money. By the way, if you're looking for advice, here are three main thieves in the casino.
All right, let me hear it.
The Batman slot machine. Giant thief. Dolly Parton is a dirty pickpocket. And this is one I wouldn't have suspected, but Wonder Woman, while distracting you with her magic lariat into telling the truth, is just taking your money because she pays out nothing.
Darn it.
Nothing at all. So stay away from those. Okay. Well, just stay away from those in general and you won't. But yeah.
I like to play the happy clam.
Do you?
Yeah.
Gonna let that one drop.
Boom.
But it's a good segue. Hey, who likes Joe's Crab Shack? Speaking of clams,
I don't anymore.
Right?
Liked it in the first place, but
well, they're sorry, and why are they sorry? Well, let's let Care 11 in Minneapolis explain.
Tonight, Joe's Crab Shack corporate headquarters is apologizing for a controversial picture used as part of table decor. This after customers at the Roseville location complained that the picture is racist. Care 11's Jay Olstead is live in Roseville with more on this story tonight. Jay?
Yeah, Randy, the restaurant has removed that picture in question, but there are some customers wondering why it was inside this restaurant in the first place.
It was so shocking.
Tyrone Williams and Chantel Allen were celebrating her birthday last night at Joe's Crab Shack in Roseville when they noticed a picture embedded in their table.
So I said, this is a lynching.
They snapped this picture of the table, which appears to show a large group of white people watching a public execution of at least one black person. On the bottom of the picture, it reads, quote, hanging at Groesbeck, Texas on April 12, 1895. At the top, a caption that states, quote, all I said was I don't like the gumbo.
I'm an African-American studies major, so when I looked at it, it was clear to me that was a lynching.
Well, she's also looking for that everywhere because she's an African American studies major.
Nah, bro.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying nothing like that slipping by her.
Well, it shouldn't slip by anybody. There's no slipping
all
by.
All he said was he didn't like the gumbo, Kareem.
Williams complained to the manager, who they say didn't realize it was there and apologized. Critics call it a double standard.
We would never walk into any franchise establishment and see jokes depicting
images from the Holocaust.
The Minneapolis NAACP is standing with these diners today.
The Minneapolis NAACP today demanded a public apology from the company, Texas-based Ignite Restaurant Group, which owns Joe's Crab Shack. They also want company officials to remove any other pictures that might depict racism in their restaurants across the country. And finally, they're asking the company to make a donation to a local community group
that focuses on African-American youths and teenagers in our community.
Meanwhile, Williams and Allen refused a free meal offered by the restaurant and say they'll never step foot in a Joe's Crab Shack again.
We just felt sick and confused, and it was just sickening. It was disgusting.
So that happened in Minnesota.
Thanks, Trump. Thanks, well, Trump.
Maybe let's now, inherent racism aside, maybe capital punishment not a good humor point when family dining is involved.
That's a listing of, like, how did it even, like, why would you even think that it was okay to put a historic picture of somebody being hung? But then also, like,
even if it wasn't even if it was a fake of a historic, why is that in Joe's fucking Crab Shack?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Dusty's old-timey saloon. It's a fucking fish restaurant.
Well, your cousins don't think that it's a big deal until it's pointed out to them.
Well,
they used to sell those pictures at those country markets across the street.
Yeah.
I mean, along the road as postcards. So it's not surprising to me necessarily.
It's
it probably was a family picture that they put in there too.
I have no idea why you would think that was okay. It apparently was one of those that sort of embedded into the table too.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just like, oh, this is a bad place, Matt.
I knew about this story before you.
Sure.
Posted.
Oh yeah, I imagined you did.
My girlfriend pointed it out to me last week, and she says I see race in everything. So it was surprising that she found it.
It's hard to not see race in that one.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
I'm just going to say. And by the way, I think their demands were all very reasonable. A public apology.
Yes.
A small donation.
Yes.
And to be on the lookout for any more racist shit you got up in your restaurant.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't. That was not out of the. That was not even remotely overreaching at all.
Yeah.
So.
But like I said, you would be amazed at how many pictures of lynchings that are family pictures. They were like family portraits.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They got all dressed up, gussied up in their Sunday best, took the wife and kids out.
I've seen
out.
Some of that horrible
like,
shit.
Hey, look at these.
Yeah.
You know, those are not any of my family pictures.
No, I've seen them from like websites and stuff like that. I mean,
sure.
It's horrible shit.
Yes. Those are the ancestors of those Donald Trump supporters.
Let me just clarify this. Not okay. And Kareem's home state of North Carolina went to Donald Trump in the primary today.
Yeah,
yes.
Man.
So congratulations on that.
I am not surprised.
He also won Florida. And Lil Marco has suspended his campaign,
You
have not yet heard. So Lil Marco taking some time away, and Trump rolling on through the South. All right, so we mentioned International Women's Day, or as Sam likes to call it, Women's Improvement Day. A Romanian woman celebrated a little different way. She tore off her husband's left testicle. Why? Well, he didn't want to give her flowers on International Women's Day. And then he refused to help her with the housework. Her name is Ionel Popa. She is from Romania, home of reasonable people. Actually, his name is Ionel Popa. Sorry. He was rushed to the hospital with his scrotum torn open.
Ouch.
After his wife, Marinella, who's 40, launched the vicious attack. The mother of one grabbed a hold of her husband's testicles and pulled violently during the argument. Let's argue with our words, not with our testicle rippers, okay? His left testicle was hanging out of his scrotum after the skin was ripped apart. He was forced to undergo emergency surgery to repair the damage and remains in stable condition. Now, following the incident, she said that she did not know her own strength. I don't believe that's a good defense, adding that her husband deserved what happened to him. Now, that's really not a good defense. She said he had been given a bottle of wine for a day's work instead of getting paid and had arrived home drunk. She added, when he gets drunk, he changes. All night he made me keep the fire on because he was cold and I did it to have to avoid having an argument. In the morning, I opened the curtains and told him to go out and do some work, or at least to help with the household chores, but he shouted that I'm not entitled to give him orders. I told him that he was not any kind of man, and I grabbed his testicles. It was not my fault that he pulled away, and that's what happened. I thought that maybe some ice would solve the problem, but he insisted on calling an ambulance. He was pretty annoyed. On a scale of 1 to 10, Jason, how annoyed would you be if your wife ripped your testicle off?
I don't think words can explain.
Is annoyed the right word?
No, I would not.
Kareem, thoughts? Would you be annoyed?
Annoyed is the least of what I would be.
Yeah. Fuck no.
Not okay. Not okay. But they've been together 15 years and have a 15-year-old son.
Good thing he had one.
The paramedic confirmed the man had a severe open wound on his scrotum. He told them his wife had attacked him because he did not give her flowers for International Women's Day. So she's got a little bit of a different story. But not always better when the ladies go for the junk.
No. If you look at a picture of her, she looks like Red from Orange is the New Black, kind of.
She looks like she means business.
Yeah, no, she looks like she will fuck your shit up.
Yeah, well, especially if you don't bring her flowers, don't help with the housework, and come home drunk.
Because you
got paid in wine.
Like, whoever's got paid in wine, no, he was given money, he bought wine.
By the way, if you get paid, if you ever do actually get paid in wine, bring it home, drink it with a wife.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I used to get, when I worked at the construction company, we used to get wine all the time.
Like, well, sure.
I would get my wine for the year during Christmas because all of the subcontractors would bring it in.
Okay.
That's probably because you paid them on time, right?
Exactly.
It's important. Now, this isn't funny, but you remember the guy in Kalamazoo that was the Uber driver who went on this random shooting spree?
Yes.
And then picked up some Uber passengers, drove them to where they were going, and then shot some more people, all completely randomly? Well, he told officers that the Uber app on his phone was controlling him at the time. That's his excuse. So when he opened the app, a symbol would appear that he would literally said would literally take over your whole body. The app literally took over his mind and body. That's in the police report. He's been charged with 6 counts of murder, 2 counts of assault with intent to commit murder, and 8 counts of felony firearm use. Authorities have struggled to figure out a motive. In the Kalamazoo Public Safety Chief, Jeff Hadley, is calling it baffling. He said, I asked Dalton what was going through his mind at the Ford dealership. He said he didn't want to say. I informed him the entire incident is on video. He said that if we only knew, it would blow our mind. He then explains how he opens up the Uber taxi app. A symbol appears. He recognized the symbol as the Eastern Star symbol, and he acknowledged that he recognized the Uber symbol as being part of that Eastern Star, and a devil head popped up on his screen, and when he pressed the button on the app, that's when the problem started. I'm not buying it.
It's like the...
I don't think Uber does that.
I think this is a new version of the Twinkie defense. Like, it's the Uber defense.
I think it's just a dude who's fucked out of his mind.
Yeah.
I don't like to use the excuse, oh, it was a crazy guy with a gun. This is a crazy guy with a gun. And although a very creative excuse for why he started shooting a bunch of people, the Uber app made me do it, but we'll have to see how that plays out.
What if the Uber app did make him do it? What if it was like some of that crazy like movie shit?
Well, then you are going to want to get a ride from Lyft instead, is really what I would say. Lyft.
Ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, chain restaurants. Chain restaurants, Jason.
Toolish.
Kareem?
Toolish.
Yeah, chain restaurants are tool, except for Hooters and any what some people like to call restaurants. Those are cool.
Yeah, Tilted Kilt, baby.
Up next in Cooler Tool, housework. Housework, Kareem.
Housework is cool. It's cathartic.
Okay, Jason.
Yeah,
be very careful.
Yeah, babe, I love you, and I love doing housework for you.
Yeah, housework is cool. I love when Veronica comes here and does it. She's awesome, by the way. And finally, in Cooler Tool, Uber. Uber, Jason.
Let's see. I'd like to think of, like, you know how the pencil was a tool, but it's like a simple tool?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say that it's like a simple tool.
Kareem?
Uber is cool. This gives other people a chance to make money.
Although not as much as you'd think. They're not really paying that much.
Lyft, baby, all the way. Brought to you by Lyft.
Well, actually, neither one of them is. But, you know, it's another option to have somebody who speaks broken English picking you up in their own personal car as opposed to a yellow taxi. I mean, that's nice. Who's speaking broken English to you? Which one? Anyway, took an Uber to the beer fest, you know, a week or so ago. Uber is cool. It just gives you another opportunity to get from point A to point B and to get there safely. And I don't believe they're controlling anyone's mind.
You never know, man. Maybe those chemtrails.
Maybe your GPS... But certainly not your mind. All right, that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. Hey, I want to thank everybody who has been shopping on Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It is a great way to support the show. It does not cost you anything extra, and we appreciate every single time you do it. So whether it's a household need or a treat for yourself or that special someone in your life, check out Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Shop Amazon.
Go ahead and do that.
Just click through.
Do it. Speaking of things that are that you should do, Kareem, you have a show coming up on Friday.
That's right. Friday.
I have to go plug something in over here as I notice the computer's not plugged in. So why don't once you're done with your sneezing, you can tell us all about Juke Joint Friday, which is coming up in a scant 2 days.
Exactly. Friday, you should come out to the Brick House Art Gallery at 36th and Broadway across the street from the Oak Park Brewing Company. We're going to celebrate Women's History Month with the all-woman show, except for myself. So we're going to have Miss Alaia Shabazz supplying us with some vocals. Our very own Diana Hung will be telling some jokes. And then you'll have a musical experience, is what I call it, with Spacewalker. And we're going to do a tribute to Cynthia Robinson, who was one of the original founders of Sly and the Family Stone. She was a trumpet player, so a female trumpet player from Sacramento. So it's going to be a great show. You guys should come out and support the ladies so you don't get your testicles ripped off.
Yeah.
And if I want tickets in advance, where do I go for that?
Tickets in advance, you can get those at Eventbrite.
Search for Juke Joint
Friday. So Juke Joint Friday's on Eventbrite, and they're there. You can also find the information on the page on Facebook.
Boom.
And $10 in advance, $15 at the door?
$10 in advance, $15 at the door.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever run into the, and this isn't a success or failure thing, have you ever run into a situation where you had to turn people away at the door?
Not yet.
It could happen, though. So you might want to get those in advance just to be sure you're not shut out.
Yeah,
exactly. Get those in ahead of time.
And it'll save you a couple of bucks, which is important. Because, you know, money matters. You know what else matters? Water.
Mm-hmm. It does.
I don't know if you've heard, we're in a drought here in California. Have you heard? Drought?
I was hearing about it.
Still in a drought. The massive amounts of rain over the past week. Not a thing. Yeah. Still in a drought.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ignore the really high river.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, comedian Amy Poehler, who is a famous improviser on Saturday Night Live, on Parks and Rec, a bunch of terrible movies. She was recently fined for excessive water use here in California. She's reportedly amongst the worst water wasters in Beverly Hills. So why does this cunt need so much money? Well, so far, representatives have declined request for comment, so Gawker decided to guess. According to the LA Times, Poehler, who is reportedly single and has two children, used 170,000 gallons of water between May and July last summer. That averages out to 2,786 gallons of water a day. For context, the average family of four, 400 gallons. That's according to the EPA.
Wow.
That is a lot of water. In lieu of any explanation, Gawker had some guesses. Maybe she's growing almonds, which takes approximately 1.1 gallon per almond. It's possible she's fracking, which takes a million plus gallons. Maybe a water balloon fight with 0.69 gallons per balloon. it's entirely possible that she's needed to allocate 400 gallons for a shark tank. She could have ripped up Will Arnett's unsold scripts and flushed each piece individually, which can be as much as 7 gallons per flush. A daily slip and slide, depending on the hose length. It could be maybe 800 gallons an hour. She could be running a home laundry service called Wash and Pulled, between 30 and 40 gallons per load. Timing the sprinklers to go off when Will Arnett picks up the kids with the top down. That's about 12 gallons per minute. Running the shower in every bathroom so it sort of sounds like rain. That's approximately 2.1 gallons per minute.
Maybe right there.
Maybe an accidental basement flood that ruined all the boxes that Will Arnett left behind.
That's so fucked. It's so fucked.
Putting water in a cup and then pouring the cup down the drain. That's about 1 cup per pour. Or refilling the pool with fresh water on the off chance today is the day Tina Fey was referring to when she said she'd come by one of these days. And I enjoy that list mostly because I hate Will Arnett.
You don't like Will Arnett?
I hate Will Arnett.
Why?
I just do.
Okay.
I hate Will Arnett.
Okay.
Former Christiana, who is one of the former co-hosts of the show, shares my hatred for Will Arnett.
I don't understand why.
Because he's a pustule.
Well, he's funny.
No.
Will Arnett's not that funny.
Exactly.
He's
a dick.
I've seen some funny stuff.
Will Arnett, the only thing Will Arnett is good at is being a dick on camera. And one could argue it's because he's a dick. He looks like a dick.
I'm not saying that he's not a dick. I'm just, I find him, I mean, Job is one of my favorite characters in TV. Like, he was so hilarious in that show.
In that show? What show is
that? Arrested Development.
Oh, the show that people like to talk about, but not that many people actually watched. I get it.
Oh, you know what?
In that show. By the way, we have some very important news about Kate.
Hey!
What?
That's right. On this past week's I Am Kate, a spirited debate between trans people over the social acceptability of the word tranny erupted while Caitlyn Jenner lounged idly in the background. Of course, her hanging back was probably for the best, as she allowed two of the smarter transgendered women on the bus to sort of hash it out. Let's take a look.
Question. Tranny's been around as a word since the 70s. I don't call myself a woman. I do call myself a tranny. And
you do?
Transgender women have a lot of problems with that.
So it used to be an acceptable term?
Tranny was a family word.
But now that's like derogatory.
So is it okay between trans women to still use that word? Or is it better not to say it?
No, I don't think so. The people who object to the word tranny are people who are very invested in being women, not trans folk.
Right.
Even some trans women think that word's offensive, even for them to use as well.
Yeah, I would be one of them.
Yeah.
Kate and I have known each other for decades. I've taught her books even before I came out. I taught Gender Outlaw. You know, I've been a fan of her work forever. But we see things very differently.
If I hear that word, I will generally leave the room. I find it really hurtful. And I recognize.
Unless, of course, the room is rolling down the highway at 65 miles an hour.
It's not fantastic for me. For me, it is like saying the F word to a gay man or the N word to a person of color. It's a word I associate with beatings, being diminished, being on the receiving end of violence.
Did you have an experience where you attacked and yelled at and hurt? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, more than once.
Somebody grabbed me by the neck, used that word, and other words, dragged me around, by my neck for about a half an hour, and finally dropped me. And I lay there on the ground, kind of unable to move.
What?
Words can hurt as much as violence can.
I'd be willing to bet that being dragged around by the neck for a half an hour hurt as bad as words did.
I think you might be right there.
Because that sounds like it would hurt.
Yeah.
Not that the words didn't hurt, but the fact that you were being dragged around by the neck while the words were being yelled at you. Just guessing. So, interesting I Am Kate.
Well, it's a good conversation to get out there.
Season 2. season two, they're on a bus going across the country
to talk about transgender people, not trannies, the transgender people.
You know, and they're not just talking about that. Basically, this whole thing is about teaching Caitlyn Jenner to not be politically incorrect. If you really want to reframe this show, it's about teaching Caitlyn Jenner not to be a dick about stuff. It's Caitlyn Jenner, my journey to not being a pretentious dick.
Oh.
I think that's really what they should have called it. I am Kate. I need to stop being a pretentious dick. So,
I need to learn what it means not to be entitled.
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, come on. Let's be realistic here.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
But that's what this season of I Am Kate is. The transition is complete, and there's just a whole bunch of other stuff going on. So, anywho, check that out on E if you would like.
Yeah, you should.
Or don't. I don't really care one way or another.
I'll wait till it comes on Netflix and then I'll binge it.
You're going to binge. I challenge you to binge watch I Am Kate. If you can get through more than 1.5 episodes in a sitting.
Shit, if you can get through one episode in a sitting.
I can't wait. What do I get if I can?
A greater understanding of your own personal self.
I'll give you $50.
Oh, man.
It's really a lot to take in.
I don't know why you do it to yourself, Nate.
Because I'm about entertaining the people, and the people need to know about what's going on in the zeitgeist.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes. I've seen the conversation about Donald Trump online, and it's like, yeah, no.
And about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
We played the one last week where Caitlyn Jenner was talking about how all the Republican candidates are all for trans rights. It's like, okay, no, they're not.
I can't wait to see like where Caitlyn is at a Trump rally. I can't wait until that's the final episode.
Caitlyn wants to be Ted Cruz's transgendered ambassador. So I don't know how Caitlyn is going to factor into the whole Trump bandwagon or where that's going to happen. But I just recently saw a photograph of Caitlyn Jenner with Hillary Clinton. So, but then again, I saw a photo of Hillary Clinton with George W. Bush, too. So. Who really the fuck knows?
Who knows?
Who won't Hillary Clinton get her picture taken with? I mean, literally anybody.
Anybody.
I'll picture with anybody because you might like them and it might rub off.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were on the Florida primary. I don't think I can get more Florida Corner than that for you.
Yeah, there you go, Florida.
Actually, I think I can. A pro-gun Florida mom is recovering after her 4-year-old son got his hands on a loaded .45 caliber handgun and accidentally shot her in the back while she was driving down a highway.
Oops.
Her name is Jamie Gilt. She's 31. She was in the front seat with a bullet wound to her back. She told deputies that her 4-year-old son shot her while she was driving. It's not clear how the toddler got his hands on the gun. She was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Now, according to her personal Facebook page, she is a vocal gun activist and also runs Jamie Gilt for Gun Sense, which is a Facebook page dedicated to more passionate pro-gun opinions. Here's one. Don't leave your loaded gun where your 4-year-old can get it.
Bitch, I bet you'll give me those crackers the next time I ask for them.
Now, the gun in question, legally owned by her, that's according to officials. The mom has not as yet been charged. But Florida statute makes it a misdemeanor for a person to store or leave on a premises under his or her control a loaded firearm in such a manner that a child can gain access to the firearm. So we'll see how it goes, but she's going to be okay. There you go.
I wonder if she feels any guilt.
A slight burning sensation. Meanwhile, also in Florida... 28-year-old Floridian Aaron Carter said, am I stressed? Hell yeah, I'm stressed. See, he endorsed Donald Trump, and that didn't really go as planned for him. I guess it all turns out because Trump won. He said it was more than just a tweet, I guess. I support Donald Trump. I don't support every little thing. Trump goes his own way. He's a leader, not a follower, and he's proven that by humbling the other campaigns. I think in regards to him becoming president, well, the Electoral College will be the decider. Well, thanks, Aaron Carter. And I also like the fact that he uses the Iron Sheik's method of humbling the opponents. because that's what you do. Carter noted that he disagrees with Trump's plan to overturn marriage equality, and he said with an oddly Trumpian flair that, quote, building a wall is totally outrageous. When questioned on it, he added, if Trump can't change some of his ways of thinking, then I'm just going to sit this one out.
What an ass.
Oh, my God. What will happen if Aaron Carter sits out the election? Oh, my God. What will we do? He is the decider. Is he your favorite Carter? Is it Nick or Aaron? Who, if you had to pick one.
Gosh, it's so hard.
I mean, no, like, I don't believe they're any relation to Jimmy Carter.
No.
I was going to say Jimmy's my favorite.
Gosh, I mean, like, didn't Aaron had the song, like, the party song, like, the party in my house, like, my parents are, like...
You know, I'm not really super familiar with either of their catalogs. And, I know Nick was in, was it the Backstreet Boys? Yeah, he was not in NSYNC. He was in the Backstreet. I think so.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hold on. Let me look this up. Nick Carter. I know there was a reality show called House of Carters. It's so bad.
It sounds hard.
Yeah, Nick Carter was in the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And is married. There are several Carter kids. There's Aaron Carter, Leslie Carter, Angel Carter, Bobby Jean Carter, Caden Brent Carter, Virginia Carter, and Taylan Dobson. Those are his siblings. I don't know what happened there.
Taylor Dobson.
Taylan.
T-A-E-L-Y-N.
Oh. So yeah, Aaron Carter. Let me get your information for you. I want candy. I'm all about you. Aaron's Parter. That's how I beat Shaq.
Oh, Aaron's Party. That's what it was. What? Aaron's Party. Like the Aaron's Parter. I think that's Aaron's Party. That song. Yeah.
This one?
Oh, my God.
It's Aaron's Party. Come get it. She's a little bit old school for it. I think I'm a little something like it. Always trying to be the flyest kid in the block. The popular one with the riding style. So that's when I had this bright idea. Throw the party of the month. Now the party of the year. All the fine girls couldn't turn it. So, Kareem, what's more offensive to you as an African-American man? The lynching photo in the Joe's Crab Shack or this?
This is close.
It's pretty fucking horrible.
Well, you were prepared for the other one by the show prep. This came out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
This is from 2009, by the way. It's come thanks, Obama.
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
This is from Obama's first term. Oh, boy.
You know what's sad is that I even know this song. I think I was so appalled when I saw, like, I was so appalled by it that it burned into my memory. Like, what the fuck? I will never, ever, ever.
It's when Jason knew he had a drinking problem. By the way, the people that showed up is a black guy.
Oh, yeah, of like, course.
What's he doing here? He's about 12 in this, too.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a 12-year-old honey over there. There's a whole lot of things wrong with this.
Like, everything's wrong with this.
Oh. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to turn it down.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think Kareem was like, I saw him getting out his sword. He was getting ready to perform.
Kareem wants reparations for that video.
Jesus Christ.
And rightfully so.
Can you read like that? Like, Aaron Carter should never, ever be listened to. Like,
he's on tour right now, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I just, that's something, that was something I found out with my quick Google, that Aaron Carter is on tour. If you would like to see Aaron Carter, and God knows, why wouldn't you? Let me get down here. New music and songs. He is, it's on MTV, MTV.com. Remember when MTV did something? Let's see if his tour. He is in, oh. March 25th in Carrboro, North Carolina. April 28th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm sure he'll stop by the Joe's Crab Shack. And he's at the Mount Airy Casino Resort on July 23rd. So there you go. Go see Aaron Carter.
Jesus Christ.
Is he coming near us? Jason, I'll get you tickets if you go, but you have to go.
So that song came out
2009.
Oh my God.
2009. That's what it is.
Fuck that shit.
What? You don't want to go see Aaron Carter live and in concert?
Never, ever.
Listen to his stuff. The headline from the GQ story is Aaron Carter, give me Trump or give me anarchy.
Yeah, well, you know, he's been getting down with honey since he was 12 years old. Shit.
You know, sadly, he probably has been. That's the disappointing thing. All right, so the presumptive Republican nominee, and I'm just going to call him that from now on because he keeps winning, especially in the South, and God knows the South has a long history of good decisions. He's just picked up Florida and North Carolina. Well, there's a new anti-Trump ad that's only things the candidate has said about women, read aloud by women. Let's see. I'll see if we can get through this. And you know, it's always good when you can take someone's words and use them properly.
Bimbo, dog, fat pig. Real quotes from Donald Trump about women. A person who is very flat-chested is very hard to be a 10.
I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers.
Look at that face. Would anyone vote for that?
She had the height. She had the beauty. She was crazy. But these are minor details.
I like kids. I mean, I won't do anything to take care of them. I'll supply funds, and she'll take care of the kids.
You know, it really doesn't matter what they write, as long as you've got a young and beautiful piece of ass.
That must be a pretty picture. You dropping to your knees.
There was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her... wherever.
Women, you have to treat them like
This is how Donald Trump talks about our mothers, our sisters,
our daughters.
If you believe America deserves better, vote against Donald Trump. Our principles pack is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So that's a thing. And by the way, when you start going out, our mothers, our daughters. By the way, some of your mothers and your daughters are horrific cunts. Just for the record.
Yeah, that is true.
I just want just to make that perfectly clear. One of those was about Carly Fiorina. Horrific bitch.
Yes.
No one should ever vote for her.
Yeah. Look, I think I've said this before. This idea that we have to protect women because they're so delicate is bullshit.
It is. Women are strong. Women are strong. Powerful, and they're fucking mean.
Exactly.
If you do not believe me, watch Steve Austin's Broken Skull Challenge. And he alternates weeks, and one week men will go to the ranch and they will compete in physical activities against each other for the right to take on the obstacle course at the end. And the next week it'll be women. The women are meaner, they're tougher, and they're nastier. It's crazy. And this idea that they're delicate, demure flowers. No.
Part of it, and the other part of it is when we screw up, we are made to pay for the mistake.
Okay.
Let
me settle into the passenger seat and see where this goes.
You know, kind of like when you coach kids, you know, like when you coach boys, like, okay, you fuck up, there are consequences.
Yes.
And that's kind of how we deal with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you mess up, there are consequences.
Yes.
Well, with women, they mess up, they're not necessarily consequences. There's somebody there to prop them up or bail them out.
I don't know that that's always true.
And I'm not saying it's always true, but a lot of times it is true.
Well, I think to your point, there's a lot more emotional propping up in terms of how did that make you feel? Where do you feel about that? How are you emotionally on that?
Right. And then they continue to make some of the same mistakes over and over again because somebody propped them up and the consequences weren't necessarily there.
Jason, how do you feel about this?
Don't be scared, Jason.
Yeah, it's okay. It's just a podcast.
Your
wife listens to.
No, listen. I mean, I was raised by my mom. My wife is a very strong woman. She's a very intelligent woman. Yeah, I mean, I don't I think that there is a patriarchy to the society that's happened over the years, and the tide is slowly turning.
Now hold on, when you, I hear that thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that there's this photo, this group of photos that I just saw,
mm-hmm.
Which shows the number of women in places of politics and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like how many women are in the picture, and how, like, if you take all the men out of the picture, how many women are there?
Okay.
And in every single one of the picture, I mean, of course it's going to be that way because it's skewed, but in like the House of Commons, House of Representatives, the number of women is just so small, yet they're 50% of the, or 50% of the population. So there's a ruling class of men that have been in control and have kept in control. Maybe the women haven't, you know, there's years and years and years and years and years and centuries of the oppression of women in the first place,
mm-hmm.
that where they haven't had a chance to, but it's going to be changing. It is changing because women are realizing that they're not delicate little flowers, because it's being shown and it's happening. And, you know, you have people take it. So
that, okay. So coming from a family that my grandmother's generation, there were six women and one man,
mm-hmm.
six girls, one boy. So the women are the patriarchs, men of the family. So there's a story of my aunt Rolee, my uncle Andrew hit her when they first got married.
Well, that was not a good thing to do.
That was not. Oh, hell no. It was definitely not a good thing to do, because the other five sisters showed up at his house and whooped his ass.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then I've worked in women dominated industries, or industries where
there are more women.
There
than
are
men.
More women than men.
Yeah.
So I've seen the gamut of what women are and can be, and so the idea to me that they're not they're delicate flowers that need, no, they can take care of themselves. It will take care of themselves, like the lady in that story who ripped off his scrotum.
What I'm saying is that while that is true, and there's a number of, and I know a lot of strong women, but we're also not necessarily the majority of, I mean, Leslie's a very strong woman, you know?
Absolutely.
And your mother's, your grandmother's and stuff like that are strong women. But I don't think that is necessarily the norm that's out there. I mean, like, I look at my mom and what where she came from. I mean, my grandmother, she was the matriarch of the family. She took care. I mean, like, when she passed away, the family fell apart. So what I'm saying, though, is when you look at positions of power, when you look at people that are in control, it's old white men. Yeah. I mean, like, and that's all. And they've been keeping everybody that's not old white men out of anywhere. So,
well, here's going back to your political thing. Women are more than 50% of the population.
Right.
So women could just vote for other women. And there would be more women in positions of power. And in fact, if you look at the California congressional delegation, it's been two female senators for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a fair number of female representatives that are in those positions. The fact that people vote sometimes against their own interests, it's to blame that specifically on this idea of the patriarchal society, which I hear a lot, is a little bit of nonsense.
We've only had 40 years of 50 years of the tide turning of when women were treated like horrible. I mean, like, we're only 60 years, 70 years away from when, like, the sexual revolution happened in the 60s. That it blew up a number of things.
And I've seen Mad Men. I know.
Exactly. I'm not talking about
no. But that makes your point about a timeline. In the 60s, there was a very different idea of what women's roles were in the workplace
and
in the home.
And
yes.
it's just taking. It's we are now seeing the culmination of that, and we're seeing a point where those white men are trying to grip onto the edge of it.
Oh yeah, they're holding on.
Yeah, because like they're trying to grip on because it's at the end, and it's seeing it, and it's just it's the tidal wave that's happening right now. That's all I'm saying is that we're at that point where it's about to flip, and you better be on the right side and be thanking you're the wonderful women in your life. Because they're going to have your balls.
Oh, so you don't really mean what you're saying. You're just trying to get yourself ready for the next road.
Man, that's all I... Listen, all I got to say is I try to be a good, humble, loving person in my life. And that's all I can do.
Jason, you're not supposed to be pussy whip. You're supposed to whip that pussy. Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, don't worry, I whipped it.
That sound like it to me.
No, I know, I whipped it. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, before we get in too much more trouble, so yeah, get out there and support your local woman. And by the way, I've had female bosses, some really good female bosses, some really bad female bosses. And,
yeah, ditto.
And for the most part, you know, people are people, and some people are great, and other people are terrible.
Why can't you see?
And there, you know what? Let me just say this: this is going to be a really controversial statement in 2016. There are some pretty great white guys out there.
There just are.
There are a lot of pretty great white guys out there. And you know what? It's like, all the white guys, they're just terrible holding on to stuff like that in both hands. How about we treat everybody the same? How about that? How about we treat everybody equally?
I do.
What a crazy idea.
I do in my life.
I know. That's because you're better than us. Anyway, let's roll this thing to a slow and painful ending.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
All right. In the northeast corner of the United States, there's a state called Maine, and they're voting on renaming a road. What road, you ask? Katie Crotch Road. Katie Crotch Road is a street in Maine, and it's unknown how it got its name. One thing for sure is that the town, Embiden, in Somerset County, spends hundreds of dollars annually just to replace stolen street signs reading Katie Crotch Road. The Morning Sentinel reports a referendum to rename Katie Crotch Road to Katie Road was considered in the Somerset County in an attempt to save money. Residents sorted out the matter with a vote and a town meeting the next day. You put it up and in a week's time it's down again. That's what Charles Taylor from the town's Board of Selectmen told the paper. You would think every dorm room in the state of Maine would have one by now. See, Katie's Crotch Road sits off Route 16 connecting Embiden and New Portland. It's not clear how it's got its name, but there are several legends as to why it's called that. I've never found anything written down about Katie's Crotch Road. And that's from Marilyn Gorman, who's 78, and has researched the area's history as secretary and treasurer of the New Portland Historical Society. She told the Kennebec Journal and Morning Sentinel back in 2012. The most logical explanation she heard came from Harold Bucky Emery, who was ahead of her in school. You know. Emery said his father told them a family with the last name Katie used to live on the road, and that the crotch refers to the V shape of the road. Where the house would have sat would have been the middle of what you'd call the crotch, if that part of it's true. Another town legend is that a girl named Katie, who lived at the home, would sit on the porch without any underwear on. Gorman says she believes that most of those stories are made up, though. A previous motion to rename the street Katie Road failed in 2012.
That's some dedicated thieves there. Like, no, we're going to make sure it keeps getting put up. We're gonna make sure that it does not pass.
Yeah, it's one of the 11 most stolen road signs in the United States.
Oh, please tell me you have, like, the top five.
That is number one.
Oh, it's number one.
Number two is Northeast Flanders Street in Portland, Oregon. The city of Forks, Washington is number three. Intercourse, Pennsylvania, of course, number four. Mm-hmm. And Joey Ramone Place from New York, New York is number five.
Oh, of course, that one's number
six. Route 666 on the Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. That sign gets stolen. Exit 69, which is Big Beaver Road in Troy, Michigan, gets stolen a lot.
Oh, God.
Anything related even loosely to marijuana anywhere, including, you know, here in Northern California.
Weed.
The city of weed. Mullet Place in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Justin Bieber Way in Forney, Texas. And, of course, Hell, Michigan. Mm. So those are the most stolen road signs in the United States.
If you've ever been to Michigan, you know it's hell.
Katie's crotch.
Katie's crotch.
So we'll look into Katie's crotch and see if we can find anything of interest.
Yeah. Get in there with both hands.
Let's... I don't know.
With your hand, you know, typing on the computer.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to see. Oh, it made the New York Daily News. So there you go.
Yeah.
No, and they took it from the place I got it. So there you go. That's small town news. It isn't. That's about as small town as small town news is going to get to. I'm changing the name of Katie's Crotch Road. Whatever you
want. I want to pass a motion to get Katie Crotch Road out of here.
Yeah, I mean, well, mostly because they've spent literally hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds.
Replacing it. I went to college in Maine for a brief period of time. I did not have a single road sign in my dorm room.
Well, you're the one.
There were others. I just didn't think it was worth it.
Yeah.
You know, milk crates, sure.
Why not? You can build yourself a cool entertainment system with that.
Mm-hmm. You can put your bed up in the air on that.
Yeah.
As I did. In fact, I some of the ones that I might have procured while in college in Maine still being used to store the equipment that we do this podcast with.
Well, now that is some dedication.
If you look down into your right, Jason, you might see a couple of them.
Oh, those are handsome.
Aren't they? Those might have been procured in the state of Maine during college. I cannot confirm or deny, but, you know, it might have happened.
Well, I think the statute of limitations is up on it, so...
Well, I'm not admitting anything. They're just there. They're great storage items.
Yeah, it's great.
That's all I'm saying. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thanks for hanging in through all of the misogyny. And, of course, you know, Jason's guilt and this. Yeah.
Son of a bitches.
Whip that. Like,
you guys just want to get me in trouble on this show. Right?
So how you go? Wait, how you going to come in with a Ron Jeremy mustache and be whipped?
I'm not whipped, man.
Get you in trouble. You think my fiance doesn't listen to the show?
I that's what I'm saying. Like,
her family listens to the show.
And now all the women are going to think I'm a pretty cool guy.
Or they're going to think you're weak and have no spine.
Oh, I got a spine.
It's very bendy.
No, I fired a chick. I fired a chick from work 2 weeks before Christmas. I don't give a fuck. I looked in her eyes. I don't care about your kids. You're fired.
Or your tears. Take your tears elsewhere. You're out of here. All right. Well, let's wrap this thing up with a little Crosby, Stills, and Nash and the Southern Cross. You can see it burning in the distance. Wait, no. This is about a ranch or something. Something completely different.
This is about going across the equator into the Southern Hemisphere and seeing the Southern Cross.
Oh, so it's not about burning something on a table in a Joe's Crab Shack. I like to bring things full circle. Hey, it was before Neil Young came in the group, so they could have been thinking anything.
They could have been. A bunch of old white guys.
Yes. A bunch of white hippies. Bastards. We'll see you on Friday with another new show. Bye-bye.
And we never failed to fail. It was the easiest thing to do. You will survive being bested. Somebody fine will come along, make me forget about loving you. In the Southern Cross,
thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.